You're holding the flamer aleph here on top here. Who is Mishnah base? Says what? Lohoy Yeshayber Bo Yisaregel. The Kohen, now when he started to work with the Korban HaTomid after he made the Shechit and the Zriko, but he started to fillet it now to skin it, so he did not break the regal. Like Yivai says, they did that. They used to break their leg. But as Korban HaKotchim, they didn't break the regal. Elo Noik Foy Meter HaKuvay. They'd rather like punch a hole through it by the knee. For Terubay, and they would hang the Korban after the Shechit by its knee. They will start pulling the skin down. Until it comes to the breast of the animal. He will like take the skin off the legs and get to the breast. When the Kohen got to the chot, to the breast of the Korban HaTomid, then now he would cut off the head, and the head still had a skin on it. He did not take the skin off the head. On the Sunday, the Kohen would give it now the Misha Zachabai. So the one that's going to be Zoich will soon fit to take it up to the kevah, to the Mizbeach, to have it burnt there. So that Kohen would hold on to the head. Then Chotech Es HaKrayim, then he would cut off from the four legs of the animal, from the knees downwards, like the bottom part of the legs. Chotech Es HaKrayim, he would cut off the bottom part of the legs, of all four. On his son, and he would give it Lemisha Zochaben, to the Kohen that's going to carry that up to the Mizbeach. Well, soon later, he carried something else also. But after the Kohen did this, now Merakes Hefshit, he continued on skinning the animal, pulling the rest of the skin off from the breast further down. Now Kores Aleiv, he cut out the heart. Voitzi has Dama, and he took out the blood from the heart. Some of Hashem say it to Kasha because he soon be up to that yet. And we'll soon see later, a lot of things have to come out before you get to the heart. But some say that there's out of place, it should be later. Yeah. Then it says Chotaches Yadayim. Then the Kohen would cut off the Yadayim. The Yadayim, that's the two front legs. And on the son of Misha Zochabem, he would give it to the one that Zoicha to carry that up to the Mizdeach. Now, Ye'olo L'regel Hayimonis, he went up now, he still kept on skinning it, L'regel, or cutting it now. Ye'olo L'regel Hayimonis, he went up to the back left, to the back right leg. Chatoch, he cut it off. On the son of Misha Zochabon, he gave it to the Kohen. It's going to be Zochabon to carry that up to the Mizbeach. Now, the right back leg, it also had attached to it, Oshnei Beitzim Ibo, the two Beitzim were still attached to it, if it was a Zochar. Now, Kuro, then the Kohen cut open, like cut open the stomach, cut open the animal, cut open the behemoth, cut open the stomach. The Nimtza Kula Golofon, was able to see, like, all insides. He saw the old Kishkas now. Everything is so inside. Not the less a peder. So first the Kohen took out the fats of the animal from inside, took off the fats, on the son, and he put it al beis shchita sarosh melmalam. He put it to, gave it to the Kohen now that was holding the head. So on the part of the head where the shchita was full of blood. It didn't look so nice. They used to cover it up with this fat. They put the fat of the animal on the makom beis shchita on top of it. Then, not the less a kravayin, the Kohen would take out the intestines from the behemoth. On the son, he would give it the mitzvah ben ladichem to the Kohen that his job was to wash them out. They washed out the intestines before they burnt them. Then the hakoros. Then he cut out the stomach, the keres, and madichem nois the beis mitzvahim called sarkin. Here he gave it to another Kohen to wash it out in the beis mitzvahim, a special place where they washed it out. In the basement of Bechayim, here I says it was a harder job, because here they had to clean it out and take out all the junk that's inside the stomach. So I had to have a good washing. Then it says, Vakrovayim, now the intestines, Madich Noisan Shloisha Pomim Bimuta, at least three times I had to wash it off. Al Shechonah Shalshais, they used to do this on top of tables made out of marble, Shebein Hamudim. These tables were in between the pillows, the small pillows we had before of the stones, so that's where the shulchanos were that they used to clean off the insides. Yeah, now Mishnah Gimel, not less hasakin. Now the Kohen will continue on, take a knife. V'ifrish hasareyim in a cover. He would cut off the lungs from the liver. V'yetz b'hakovid min hakovid. Also cut off the lobe of the liver from the liver. So far I did not move them apart, he just like cut them to separate them, but he didn't take them apart yet. Now, he made like a hole, a cut, a slice through the breast, on his son, and he gave like the breast to the kohen that was zeichet to hold on to it. And he would cut around the breast, the chazah, to separate it from the sides and from the ribs. And when he had it separated, he took out the breast, the chazah, and he gave that to the kohen that's going to hold on to it to take it up. Then, all on la breifin ayimonisem, the kohen went to still cut on the right, doifin, the right wall, like the right flank, hayimonis, hayichel, he cut there, the yoradat hashedru, he cut down until the backbone. But he would not touch the backbone. Achu magia l'shteit slayis rakis, until he would come, he would still have two ribs, two soft ribs attached there. Now chatoch, he would cut it off. He would cut off this side, the flanking. On the son, he would give it l'micha zochah, but the kohen was zochah to carry that up. And on this right doifin, for hakovet liyabo, the liver was hanging onto it. Now bola lagera. Now he would come to the neck, to the gera, that's the neck. The nichaboy would leave over there, shteit slois, also two ribs. Mikan u'mikan, slois mikan, shteit slois mikan, or shteit slois mikan, like two ribs on the top, and two ribs on the bottom of it, he would leave on it. And chatoch, he would cut it off, the neck. On the son, he would give it, l'micha zocha, but to the kohen that was zocha, to carry that up to the mizbeach. Now vihakona vihalei viareya, vihakona, that's the windpipe, vihalei and the heart, viareya and the lungs, tliyimbo, were all attached like to the neck, to this part of the animal that this crane was carrying up. Then boloi ledeifin asmolus, then the crane would get to the left flankin, the left side. And there also, when he would cut down the nichabo shteitzlois, he also leave over two soft ribs, shteitzlois rakas, mamal on the top, or states lois rakas mamatan on the bottom, and cut down to the bottom also there'd be two soft ribs there. The kach hoye manicha lechaverto, like the same way that was left over on the right side was left over on the left side. Nimtza comes out manicha b'shteim on both the right side of the flankin and the left side of the flankin. On both sides was shteim umala, two pairs of ribs on the top, or shteim umatan, two pairs of ribs on the bottom. Chatoch, he cut off now the left side, on the son, and he gave it l'misha zochabot to the kohen of Mizrecha to carry this up to the Mizbeach. The Hashidrimo, now with the left side, he also had the backbone attached. And the atchel, the spleen, was also totally bo, was hanging by it. The Hoysa Gedola, really the left side had more to it, was a bigger piece than the right side. Elisha Yemin Kerving Gedola, but they called the right side a bigger piece. Why? Because Sha'akovet Luyabo, because the liver was hanging on the right side, that gave it a shame, the big one. Now, Bo Loyla Oikets, now the crane comes to the back side, to the Oikets. Choytchi would cut it off there. And also, in the son of Lemisha Zachobay would give it to the crane, that's going to be Zecha to carry this up. For Ya'aliya, the tail, the Yetzba covered and the lobe of the liver, Ushtei Klois and the two kidneys, Imai, was with this piece of the Oikas with the backside of the behemoth. Now, Notal Regal Hasmolis, he would take now the back left leg, on the son, and he gave that, Lemisha Zachobot, to the kohen that was Zachobot, to carry that up to the Mizbeach. So Nimsa comes out like this, that Kulam Oimdim Beshur, all these kahanim that were holding the pieces, were standing like in a straight line, and Vevorim Biyotim, they had the pieces in their hands, and it was like this.